Hey everybody, it's Lee from The Gay Man's Guide. You know, we get a lot of questions as to why The Gay Man's Guide was canceled. Well, I wouldn't say the show was canceled, it was more so just put on hiatus. We enjoyed nothing more than doing the show, getting together, having a couple of drinks, and just talking about the topics of interest. And somehow we managed to garner fans through that, via Podomatic and iTunes. We still receive about 50 downloads a day, which is still fantastic considering we haven't done a podcast since April of last year. So a little update as to what's going on in our lives. Both Ryan and I received opportunities to work on two different cruise lines, working in entertainment, which we still continue to do and enjoy to this day. And Freddie went on to work on his BFA in musical theater. He's received a ton of offers to work on shows and theater and whatnot. Our schedules just couldn't match up. It's not that we didn't want to do the show anymore. It's just that our schedules just simply wouldn't link together anymore. In fact, Ryan has recently moved back to Virginia, so that makes things a little bit more interesting. We're trying to find a way that we can all either Skype in and record the show that way. But at any rate, we'll let you know how that's going to go and if we can continue to bring you new shows. So I was thinking, let's introduce a new segment to The Gay Man's Guide. It's called a quickie, and it's exactly like you think it is, except for without all of that messy grinder 2 a.m. chats looking for just friends. Anyways, so let's talk about Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. You know, she's tried so hard to block same-sex marriage in the state of Florida, even though she's been divorced quite a few times herself. Funny how that works. So she recently appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court upheld their ruling. Bravo for them. And same-sex couples will begin to get married starting January 6th of next year for the state of Florida. And how cool is this? Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer has agreed to officiate a big same-sex wedding at City Hall at 9 a.m. on January 6th. And everything's good to go, but Dyer's office said the timing would depend on if and when the Orange County Clerk's Office grants the marriage licenses. Now, even though SCOTUS upheld the decision to allow same-sex couples to get married, couples in Florida must find a Florida clerk to grant them the licenses. Now, that sounds all fine and well, but Orange County Clerk Tiffany Moore Russell and others have said they won't, following the advice of a Tallahassee law firm that warned last week that they could be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor if they do so. So it looks like there's still a few intricacies to work out, but the City Hall event is one of several planned for the Orlando area. The GLBT Community Center of Central Florida plans to host a mass same-sex wedding at 6 p.m. on January 6th, and ministers at the First Unitarian Church of Orlando are offering to marry any same-sex couple for free in back-to-back ceremonies on January 10th, starting at 1 p.m. So hey, go out there and get gay married. Yeah, we'll show them. Hey, that's going to do it for our first Gay Man's Guide Quickie on behalf of Ryan, Freddie, and myself. Again, thank you so much for all of your continued support. We really do appreciate it. Continue to follow us on iTunes, on Facebook, facebook.com/gaymanguide. You can also download our episodes on Podomatic. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye, everybody. I said bye, everybody. Thanks.